Please, I get very romantic here. Oh, come, Priscilla. Let's end all this shallow pretense. The air is filled with love, and my very soul cries out to be held in your arms. How about playing Postman's Knock?
Flywheel, you're making a show of yourself.
Yes, and I must go on. Would it surprise you to know that I was once a man of the theater?
Well, yes.
Yes, Miss Kent. Before I was called to the bar, I was catcalled from the bar. I, too, was classically trained. Opera, Miss Kent. I was heard from New York to Milan, Paris to Seville.
Well, that's very impressive.
Well, I had a much louder voice in those days. No, I sang them all. Carmen, Madame Butterfly, Lydia.
Lydia?
Ah, Lydia. I met her at the World's Fair in 1910. Marked down from 1914. Ah, Lydia. She was the most glorious creature under the sun. Thais, Dubarry, Garbo, rolled into one. Ah, Lydia. Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Oh, Lydia, the tattooed lady. She has eyes that folks adore so, and her torso even more so. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of tattoos. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus, too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. At ease, men. You can learn a lot from Lydia. She will show you the world when her robe is unfurled. If you step up and tell her where. For a dime you can see Kankakee or Paris or Washington crossing the Delaware. La la la, la la la. I should be whistling here too, folks, but I'm plumb out of pucker. Lydia, oh Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia the tattoo lady. When her muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Is this still my number? Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Lydia, the champ of them all. For 2 bits she will do a berserker in zazz, with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day you can see Alcatraz. You can learn a lot from Lydia. Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso, yee-hee! A little classic by Mendel Picasso. Here is Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on. We had a new scene here, folks, but the Hayes office wouldn't let you listen to it. Lydia, oh Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Oh, Lydia, the champ of them all. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The zips on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. He's going down with all hands. For he went and married Lydia. Oh, my Lydia. Sweet Lydia, pet Lydia for me.
Box office? Sure, the show she opened tonight. The curtain she go up in 10 minutes. What? You want 2 seats in the orchestra? What instrument you play? Okay, I put you in the gallery.
Excuse me, this seat you sold me isn't any good.
Hey, what's the matter with you? You only got it the one. We got it 300 seats. That's a no good.
But it's the wrong ticket. It's for next week.
Well, you're lucky. The show won't be here next week. Move along.
What? I never heard of it.
Two tickets for tonight's... You!
Hey, is it the landlord? You come to the show?
So, this is why you're never in your office. I have an eviction notice here that...
That's a no prob. We pay you the rent out of the box office money.
What? Mr. Ravelli, this theater hasn't made a profit in years.
So, how much rent we owe you anyhow?
At the last count, the sum due was $51.62.
And here's your tickets. That'll be $51.62.
For two tickets?
All right, I like your face. I let you out the 2 cents.
Oh, I'm not finished with you yet. I'll be back.
Hey, boss, where have you been?
A man just fell out of the balcony, right into the orchestra seat.
Oh, you take him to hospital?
No, I told him he could stay where he was, but it would cost him a buck and a half extra.
Hey, Francis was looking for you. Boy, he's a plenty mad the way you changed his part in the play. He wanted to beat you up.
Well, what did you tell him?
I said I was sorry you wasn't in. I think he's drinking again.
On opening night? Ravelli, I told you to keep an eye on him and see that he didn't drink.
I did. He only had the one little glass.
One glass?
Yeah, but he kept filling it up.
Mr. Flywheel, that dressing room you gave me is impossible. I can't dress in there.
What's the matter with that room?
There's no lock on the door. This numbskull assistant of yours...
Hey, she means me, boss.
He's walked in on me several times without knocking. Why... I might not have been fully dressed.
Hey, you don't gotta worry, lady. I always look through the keyhole first. If you ain't dressed, I don't come in.
And another thing, Mr. Flywheel. Look at this costume you bought for me. I'm playing Juliet. And you got me a cowboy suit.
Well, the cowboy suits were cheaper. Anyway, that cowboy stuff is great for the kids.
You can't do this to Shakespeare. The public won't accept it.
Miss Kent, let me worry about that. No one ever went broke by underestimating the public.
Well, Reginald's furious. He's to play Romeo, and they sent him a policeman's uniform.
Oh, blundering idiots. I ordered a baseball suit. Well, no time to worry about that now. The lion taming act should be just about finished. And you're on straight after that, Miss Kent. So, backstage, everybody. Places, please. It's 8:30, Ravelli. You better run up the curtains.
What do you think I am, a squirrel?
Oh, Mr. Flywheel. Mr. Flywheel.
Now what is it, Dorman?
Mr. Francis has walked out on the show.
What?
He said he wouldn't think of playing Romeo in a policeman's uniform.
Oh, now I suppose we'll have to call off the show.
No, the show must go on. Even if it is only on the rocks. I'll play Romeo. Ravelli, you stand here in the wings, and if I forget any of the lines, you prompt me.
Okay, boss.
Well, break a leg, Toots. We're on. Thanks for the big hand, folks. I'm going to give you a Romeo tonight that'll knock you right into the aisles. So you better hold on to your seats. Hit it, Paganini. Ah, my Juliet. See how she leans her cheek upon her hand. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek.
Mr. Flywheel, that's the wrong scene.
Well, it's the only one I know. She speaks. Oh, speak again, bright angel. For thou art as glorious, glorious. Ravelli, what comes next?
Hey, boss, the landlord's just arrived with the sheriff.
For thou art as glorious as the landlord just arrived with the sheriff.
Those aren't the lines, Mr. Flywheel.
Pipe down, Juliet. Ravelli ought to know. He's got the script in his hand.
Bosch, the landlord and the sheriff's coming on stage. I can't stop them.
Sheriff, I don't remember a sheriff in this scene. Why wasn't he at rehearsals?
Now I've got you, Flywheel. I have here a court order to impound all your scenery and costumes to pay the rent on your office.
Ah, a noble landlord. A fine time thou hast picked to squawk about the rent. Go wait in yonder alley while I whisper sweet words of love into the fair Juliet's ear.
Go ahead, Sheriff. Close the show.
Oh, this is so humiliating.
Cease and desist, noble Sheriff, I beg of thee. Let yonder audience decree our fate. Well, folks, what's it to be? Close down by these two roughhouse Philistines, or do we continue on in the great tradition of the American theater?
Well, there's your answer, Flywheel. Maybe they are theater lovers after all.
He doesn't get paid more money for doing that, you know. Why, this is just perfect. Ravelli, do you know what this means? We're making theater history here tonight.
How do you work that one out, boss?
We're the first people who did go broke, underestimating the public.
Law offices of Flywheel Shystrin. Why, yes, it is. Oh, wonderful. I'll put your name down. Bye.
Well, what do you know, Ravelli? Our discharge papers just came through, and the money raised on the scenery and costumes came to exactly $51.62.
Yeah, but that sale was a month ago, and now we owe another month's rent.
Law offices of Flywheel... Yes, that's right. You do? Oh, certainly I'll put you down. Goodbye.
Forgive me being nosy, Miss Dimple, but when the phone rings in my office, it's generally somebody wanting to talk to me.
Yes, Mr. Flywheel, but I just started a fan club for my favorite movie star. They were calls from people wanting to join.
Movie star, huh? What's his name?
Reginald Francis.
What? Miss Dimple, you traitor!
But he's just landed a big contract in Hollywood. Here, it's all in this fan magazine.
This needs looking into. Let me see that. Francis is set to be a big success after his hit film, a comedy version of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, in which he played Romeo in a policeman's costume. Why, that cheap. And his leading lady, Priscilla Kent, played Juliet in a cowboy outfit. How do you like that, Ravelli? Those hams have stolen my idea and turned it into a hit movie.
No, he's no stealer, the idea. He come to me and say he's gonna get the $5,000 to make it the movie, and we should have a 1/5. But I'm a too smart for him. This time I make him pay plenty.
Ravelli, please, tell me you didn't.
I sure did. I got a 1/5,000.
You have been listening to Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel with Michael Roberts as Groucho Marx, as Waldorf T. Flywheel, and Frank Lazarus as Chico Marx, as Emmanuel Ravelli.